Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Sarah.
Yeah.
What's our contact info?
I'm so glad you asked.
My phone thought I said, hey, Siri.
Oh, dude, that happens so much. I'm like, it sounds alike, but not really.
All right, well, what is our contact info?
Are you going to ask Siri?
Nope, I'm asking you.
Okay, Sarah. Okay. We have Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And how do you feel? Well, okay, first let me give a heads up why we didn't podcast last week.
All right.
I'm on baby duty. Ha! I didn't even mean it that way.
basically, that can mean a lot of things.
Right. No, we've had some issues with my little brother's daycare, just between that and it's just trying to figure out, like, he's technically supposed to be going full time, but it hasn't been adjusted. So I have to pick him up early because he is, quote unquote, part time. So it's been a hassle.
It sounds like a hassle. It's getting you prepared, though, for when you ever have chillins.
You have no idea. No idea.
You're like, maybe I'm second guessing that.
Sometimes. Some days, actually. But we'll do this podcast for as long as we can. Not promising a second one. In fact, I'm telling you, there's not going to be a second one for today, but we are giving you this one. So, because we love you. So shut up.
Wow, feisty. Okay.
I know. No, I don't even know. My brain's everywhere right now because I'm like, I have to go pick him up and I have to do this, but I can't do this because he's going to be with me and he will not sit still. Anyhow.
Terrible twos.
Oh, yes. I heard threes are worse.
I've heard that too, actually.
Because they're a three-nager, I heard, or something like that.
Oh, like they can speak a little more so they can like talk back
and they give
you
that sass. Mm-hmm. But how do you feel about conspiracy theories?
I think they're crazy, and I'm always like, ugh, that's a load of crap. And then I listened to them and I was like, oh, wait a second, maybe not, you know. But then I have to like calm myself down. I'm like, hey, no, it's probably not true, chill.
It's kind of like astrology for me, like the whole, like, I love reading my horoscope and all that stuff, but it's not something I live my life by. I just think they're fun. And that's kind of,
horoscopes are funny too, because I'm the same way, and I'll be like, wow, that's so accurate, this is so real. But then like someone will post something about a totally different sign, and I'm like, wait, that's real about me, too. Like,
right. It's so vague.
Yeah, but it could still be anyone.
They're still pretty fun to read and just kind of not getting too lost or too into it. And I feel the same way about conspiracy theories. And I found one randomly on this, like, craft site that I follow, like, on Facebook. Right. But there are 8 celebrity conspiracy theories that are so crazy they might be true.
Oh, okay. I immediately just thought of one.
Oh, what is it?
The Taylor Swift and Kanye West, where like they're actually like they have like a battle back and forth, but like people think that it's like all planned and like everything has been staged since he like came up whatever award she won and he grabbed the mic and was like blah 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 blah, and then it's been like a rival ever since, which I think was probably like 10 years ago now or something.
Wow, that's
crazy. Yeah, and so everyone, like, I've heard, but it's, see, and that's where I'm like, oh, that'd be insane if that was true and this whole thing for years was planned and planned and planned. But let's get real, it's probably not. Like, that's way too
much. I wouldn't be surprised if that's what happened and they're like, yeah, this is gonna help both our careers because he's gonna be known for being that character and she's gonna be known as, you know, her
being the sweetheart she is. And Vicky, just admit it,
I don't like her.
Vicky hates Taylor Swift.
I mean, when people are like, but she's done all these good things, I'm like, good for her. I'm not saying it's like she's a bad person. I'm just saying there's some chemical in me that when I see her face, I just get mad.
I feel the same way about some artists too, and there's no reason.
No,
like, they haven't, you know, they're fine people probably, and they're not in the media for bad ever, but I'm still like, I don't like you very much though.
Well, like, I have that conversation with my best friend. She loves Taylor Swift and she gets so mad when I hate on her.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, no, she's like, we don't fight ever, and this, like, because of Taylor Swift's the closest we've ever come to actual fighting.
like, I'm not going to talk to you for a week.
Funny enough, Taylor Swift is on this list. And it's
really,
it's
not even, for something different.
It's something different. And it's something silly. It, like, even if it was true, it, their reasoning isn't.
She breaks up with all of her boyfriends just to get new material.
No, that's funny, though. That's just facts.
I think they break up with her, actually.
I have a feeling, too. No, it was basically that, is Taylor Swift a Satanist?
Oh.
Where they got that from is that the years and years ago, I'm trying to refind it, because it's like one of the bottom ones on the list.
Never put Taylor Swift bottom on the list.
That basically there was another woman like on a talk show. I don't know if it was Oprah or Maury or something. And her name was Zena LaVey. And she was a Satanist. And so she looks just like her. So the conspiracy theory since the picture circulated, like, oh, my God, is this her mom? Is this her? Is she just still looking really young? It's just.
It's like old school,
like 80s. So yeah, you like know for a fact that's Swift. Not her.
Oh, that's funny though, because they do really look like. Those are conspiracy theories. Okay, that's not that you're just making crap up.
Okay, like, I do know a gal, and by no, she's friends of a friend, and she's internet famous. Like she does a lot of makeup stuff, but she looks exactly like Taylor Swift.
Oh,
exactly.
I'm so jealous. People used to say I used to look like Taylor, or I did look like Taylor Swift. And I'm like, I just have bangs and when I wear red lipstick. But other than that, not really.
You could dress up as her for Halloween.
Yeah, but I couldn't like do it as good. You know, like my face doesn't look like her face.
But then you get your gnome could be one of her ex-boyfriends.
And then put like pins and needles in it. I get, like, that a would be funny.
But do you know who JonBenet Ramsey is?
Sounds familiar, but no.
So I think she was a pageant queen when she was a little kid. There was this big murder case, like, because they had found her. It was just like a really big thing that happened in like 96.
Was that her brother killed her?
Something like that. Her dad, maybe. Yeah. Excuse me. Funny enough, her birthday's a combo of ours because she was born August 6, 1990.
Oh, weird.
And you're December 6, 1990.
Whoa, and no, I'm 91.
Oh, 91?
Don't age me. Wow, she was like, she'd be like
a year older than you.
Whoa.
If she was still alive.
But she's, I think there's like documentaries about her.
Because they found her, they reported her missing, and then they found her in the basement after 7 hours, and like from strangulation, like she had like gotten her head bashed in, that kind of thing. So there was this big trial, and it was like all over the news. Like, and I think it was even like when we were a little older, I think in 2002, 2003. They found some, they did some more investigation and stuff, got some DNA traces and all this stuff. So I think her dad or somebody got cleared, but.
I'm trying to remember because my friends love watching that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think the brother did it, but I think the dad might have taken the fall for it.
Something like that.
Something crazy.
But she was a beauty pageant star or whatever, and the family had money, that kind of thing. That's why it was really like in the news. But there is the conspiracy theory that she never actually died.
Where is she now?
She is Katy Perry.
That's really weird.
Right. It's just like somebody did a YouTube video, a conspiracy theory video.
Oh, wow. She was a really pretty kid.
Right.
No wonder why she was a beauty pageant.
They claim that the whole murder case was just a hoax and that she grew up to be Katy Perry because they look very similar. And
see, people like that kind of stuff. That's way too far out for me to ever like kind of believe.
Some people say that even all the parents look like each other. Like Katy Perry's parents and her parents.
That's too much. Because that for sure, like, isn't real. But it's crazy that people, like, actually think it could be. You're looking at me like it could be real.
No, I'm looking at the next one.
Oh, because you don't believe this, right?
No, I don't.
Because then how can they, like, you know, they found a dead child. And
right.
Whatever.
I mean, I could totally understand if, like, somebody, like, an adult said, I'm going to fake my death and move.
Yeah.
And like to an island where nobody knows me and live my life out. It's kind of hard to do that now with technology. But
yeah, I'm going to say maybe like because this was like years ago. Mm-hmm. But now I don't really think you could pull that off.
No, the next one, it's a pregnancy one. And there's a few pregnancy ones on here. They think, Meghan Markle, who is married to Harry, the prince, I believe.
Yes.
They are saying that her pregnancy was fake.
Doesn't she have a kid, though?
Yeah, it doesn't mean she was pregnant. She could have had a surrogate.
Like somebody else was pregnant?
Mm-hmm. Like, she either had a surrogate or they, or maybe she adopted. So, because somebody posted a picture of her, and it says, why do all the pregnant, quote-unquote, celebrities constantly hold their bellies? It's like, to make sure the moon bump prosthetic, the fake belly, is secure in place. Right, Megan? I'm like, I thought just that's what pregnant women did.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Like, because that's what I do. Like, when I hold my belly, I just feel chubby. But, like, if I'm pregnant, that's my excuse to hold my belly.
Yeah, we hold our belly anyway, and we're like, oh, well, there's nothing there. Cool. But, yeah, I feel like if you're in, like... I feel like a lot of people do that, especially like when they take pictures with their significant other or like at the baby show, like they're always holding their stomach.
But in this one, the pictures were just, I mean, they probably knew the paparazzi were there, but they were somewhere where they weren't necessarily getting pictures taken.
But I feel like maybe it's like a protection thing, too.
Yeah, that's what I would think. Or sometimes I wonder if, like, I don't know how long after she got married that she, well, that wouldn't make sense anyways. I was going to say, I'm wondering if they're trying to, like, fudge the dates on when she got pregnant to make the pregnancy look bigger or just to make it look more spectacular for the media. Like, maybe they would put, like, a bigger bump. Because some women don't show at all.
Yeah, or not show till, like, the very end.
Yeah, the last month, it's just, like, boom.
I feel like that's, like, a, like, I don't understand why.
Work and dumb stuff.
Yeah, why would someone fake a pregnancy? Like, if you're going to get a surrogate, just be like, I'm getting a surrogate.
I mean,
or adopt,
I think
just adopt.
What, like, Sarah Jessica Parker had a surrogate for her last kid.
Oh, really?
Or
well,
twins
I know
or whatever?
What
I don't know.
Kim Kardashian had her first kid and the pregnancy was crazy. So her rest of the kids, she got a surrogate.
Right.
And it's like, there's like no shame in that. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyway.
The next fake pregnancy would have to be Beyonce. So there is a interview she did when she was pregnant with her first kid, Blue Ivy, where she goes to sit down and it looks like it deflated, like her stomach deflated. It looks kind of weird. And I've seen the video over and over again. It does look kind of funny. So I'm like, either you're wearing like a weird thing on your dress. I don't know.
Oh, see, I guess I'm not around like pregnant people enough. And I haven't been, obviously, to like know what looks normal or what doesn't look normal. Because everyone's different, I feel
right.
Like my friend just told me her friend didn't know she was pregnant until she went into the doctor. And she was 7 months pregnant.
What?
And my friend said she saw her all the time. She like noticed like, oh, maybe like you gained a little weight, like, but like nothing out of the ordinary. And 7 months. And
that
then she
is
said
my
by
fear.
Like month like eight, that's when like she just like
blew up
and looked pregnant. So eventually she would have known if she didn't know when she went to the doctor. But she was like, yeah, I don't really get my period that regular. So it wasn't weird that I hadn't had it for a few months. And like I noticed I gained weight, but
I mean, quarantine
nothing
15.
Out of the ordinary. Yeah.
That is insane. That is legit my fear. It's like, I haven't had sex in forever, but what if I'm like 2 years pregnant? I'm just kidding.
2 years. You got bigger problems than that,
right.
Dude.
Mm. Somebody asked, does this theory apply also to the twins she had in 2017? Because she did that announcement when she posed in like her underwear.
Oh, yeah. She looked real pregnant in that.
Right. And I'm like, twins are no joke. But there is also a conspiracy theory on her husband.
Dun, dun, dun.
That Jay-Z is a time traveler and or a vampire. So there is this picture that surfaced years ago, like old school picture. And the guy in the picture looks exactly like Jay-Z. This might have been, what, 1920s?
Oh, yeah, it's a super old picture.
Oh, yeah. So it looks exactly like him. There is a million pictures like that and like paintings of Keanu Reeves as well. So people constantly think that he is a vampire or some sort of time traveler.
I don't know why, but Keanu Reeves seemed like he would be a way better time traveler than JC would be.
He just seems like he would be a nice guy just doing his own thing.
Yeah. Not aging a bit, which I'm so jealous of.
Also, Nicolas Cage is in the Vampire Club as well. Old picture surfaced of a guy that looks exactly like him.
Well, yeah, Nicolas Cage is Nicolas Cage, so him being a vampire, I could see.
I mean, by the way, if you haven't, I've been watching the... what is it? History of Swear Words with Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah. I hear that's really good.
It's really fun. He's really funny in it. I really give him credit. He makes it really awesome.
I like him, but sometimes he's pretty hit or miss, you know?
Yeah, too much. I feel like he needs to just play into silliness because he is no longer a serious action star.
Yeah,
he has to just, if he wants to do action, he has to do the funny crap because he's just way too out there. Just even his face is just so out there now. All I think of is bees. it's from a movie and they meme the crap out of it. That's
I think of Ghost Rider. Every time I think of him, I think of Ghost Rider, to be honest. So I just think of his head and then it being like on fire. Yeah.
Would you want your head on fire about this conspiracy theory?
What?
And I actually, this one I might believe.
Oh, okay. Do you think I will?
I think maybe yes. Mm-hmm. At least, even if you don't believe it necessarily, I feel like this is the most plausible out of all of them.
All right.
That of the Kardashians, Khloe Kardashian is actually O.J. Simpson's daughter.
Oh, yeah. Out of all of them.
Like, because so Robert Kardashian was the lawyer of O.J. Simpson when that whole craziness happened with the when he like went away in the Bronco. Like, are you fleeing because you just murdered your wife and her
that
lover?
Hot mess.
But they were all friends. They all knew each other. So there's that theory because what was her name? Kris Jenner is the mom of all of them. And then I think Robert Kardashian died and she eventually married Bruce Jenner, who is now Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
And they had a few more kids. But I think there was even rumors that she had a thing with Caitlyn at the time. But I feel like...
Oh, like when Robert was still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So so maybe she had a thing with OJ, too, because they were all pretty close.
Woo, that'd be crazy!
And if you look at the Kardashian sisters, they all look alike.
Yeah, like, they do.
For the exception of maybe, but even if she does her makeup a certain way, she looks like it. What's her face? Not Kylie, but the other one.
Kendall.
Like the model tall. Like she's like taller than the rest and she has a little bit different facial structure than the rest of them. But for the most part, they all look alike for the exception of Khloe.
I
feel like she had to get a lot of plastic surgery, do a lot of makeup in order to kind of look like her family and not have that weird, like not, I don't want to say weird as in she looks weird. She looks different than the rest of her family.
Yeah, so, she's still freaking gorgeous.
Yeah.
They all are. I wonder if she's ever like wanted to do a DNA test because I know like a lot of people have said that.
Mm-hmm.
And or if she just wants to accept what she's been told or if she actually had ever done one before. I don't really keep up with them.
So there's
there's
an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians where even Khloe had a hard time believing that Kris Jenner was her mother.
What? So, who would be her mom?
Maybe she was adopted. Maybe, who knows?
Well, usually the mom has like pictures of like being pregnant with her and like that kind of stuff.
Easy to fake, I guess.
Oh, if I didn't think one of my parents was my parents, I would get a DNA test in a second.
I mean, you have the money.
Yeah, right? They have all the resources.
So apparently O.J. Simpson did do a reply to this. And he said, the first thing I want to set straight is the story who was not my manager is talking about all over about the media regarding Kris Jenner and I. Would you like to hear it?
Wait, so the media cover?
So I'm guessing his... somebody who was or was maybe going to be his manager or somebody who used to be his manager or saying he is the manager is telling everyone that there was an affair between him and Kris Jenner. And so he wanted to clear that up. So I have it on my phone because that's what I'm reading it.
Hello, Twitter world. This is yours truly. You know, this is my first venture into the social media world, and it's amazing, you know, especially how quickly they can put up counterfeit sites. Anyway, we'll deal with that. My life has always been involved in the sports world, and I suspect as the week goes on, that's pretty much what we'll be talking about. But once in a while, I'm going to go off topic and talk about something else, and this is one of those times. You know, Bob Kardashian, he's like a brother to me. He's a great guy. He met and married Chris, and they really had a terrific time together when they were together. Unfortunately, that ended. But never, and I want to stress, never in any way, shape, or form had I ever had any interest in Chris romantically, sexually, and I never got any indication that she had any interest in me. So all of these stories are just bogus, bad, you know, tasteless. Khloe, like all the girls I'm very proud of, just like I know Bob would be if he was here, but the simple facts of the matter is she's not mine. Now, One of the people who's spreading this rumor is a guy that the media loves to say is my manager. I had one manager in my whole life, Chuck Barnes, when I came out of USC for 3 years. Unfortunately, he died about 45 years ago. But even before he died, I opened my own office with the help of Skip Taft, my lawyer, my two assistants, Marilyn O'Brien, the late Marilyn O'Brien, and Kathy Randa. And I've always managed my own affairs, and I like to think very successfully. So when you see these guys like Norm and these guys claim that they're my manager, it's just not true. They have done it.
Yeah, so
he had one manager for, and that was 45 years ago. Damn.
Yeah, probably when he was very young, and then is like, I got this.
So do you believe him?
I mean, there are drunken party nights, and it was what, the 70s, 80s? When was she born?
I think probably late 80s
or mid to early 80s, I think. Wait, I don't think she's that much older, or that, I don't know how old she is. Hold on. Now I'm curious.
I don't know. That'd be such a scandal. I feel like I believe him. I think they're all actually fully related. And if they aren't, then I feel like they would have made that a storyline in their show.
84. God, that, I think just because they don't want to like crap on the legacy or whatever of Rob Kardashian and stuff like, but I mean,
They get pretty, like, I mean, famous because of a sex tape. Like, they're not the most, like, classy, like.
No, but they're all ridiculous millionaires, and now Kim's a billionaire.
F yeah, I was about to swear.
Oh, my goodness.
Say what you want about them, but they're doing something right.
Right. They got the monies. The other ones, I've seen this before all over the internet, is about Avril Lavigne, your dad's favorite singer. That apparently she died forever ago, and they just replaced her with a woman named Melissa Vandella. So they think that she died in 2003.
Okay.
And they think that it was actually the woman that's Melissa instead. And they're like, well, she kind of looks like her, but not. They think that Avril committed suicide back in 2003, and her record label brought in a lookalike to keep the profiting off the singer. But I mean, she hasn't been. I don't want to say she wasn't successful, but I feel like a bulk of her money came in like the early years. I don't feel like any real money has been made because of Avril Lavigne since, you know, like,
since 2003.
Like maybe like whenever that boyfriend song came out.
Hey,
really,
hey, you. I don't like your girlfriend. Yeah, she had a few hits on that song or on that album.
Yeah, but since then she hasn't really done anything. So, but some people think her nose is different, her birthmarks are different. So fans believe that Lavigne's 2004 song Slipped Away sent a message that Avril is gone. The day you slipped away was the day I found it won't be the same. It wasn't faking. It happened. You passed away. I'm like, passed by. I'm like, that can be about anything.
Right. Okay. If you looked like a lead singer of a band and that lead singer passed away, but nobody knew, but the band manager found you and was like, will you for the rest of your life pretend to be this person?
I think. Would you? If I didn't have a family and all that attached, like if I was just a nobody, it's like, cool, I don't have anybody that I need to.
No, you have your family. You have your life.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't? No. Even for millions and millions of dollars?
No, just, I mean, I think back in the 2000s, maybe, because there wasn't as much, you know, technology. Like, you can easily disprove it. And then I have to, like, tell my family, like, hey, don't post anything on social media. Don't do this. Don't. You know,
I am no longer your daughter. I am this person.
Right. Exactly. And then how does the other, like, if that were to happen, let's say this did happen. I don't believe it did. Then would her parents be in on it, too? Like, what would her family say?
Like, oh, probably. I mean, yeah, if you have a family and parents, because you have to be like, you have to tell them, hey, like, I am now.
No. I mean, her, like Avril's parents, like if she died. And you're the new actress. You have to go and pretend to be family with this person. And like, what family would agree to that?
Oh, especially if they looked alike, too.
Yeah. Like, for one, it's like, why wouldn't you? Like, no, let us grieve our daughter. She's dead.
Yeah.
That is messed up, man.
That'd be rough. But also cool for this random person.
Side note on conspiracy theories. If there's ever, I found the way, if you hate conspiracy theories or if you have somebody in your life that is a huge conspiracy theorist and won't shut the hell up, I know how to get them to shut up.
How?
You have to out crazy the crazy.
Oh, just like one up them?
Yes. So if they say something like the moon landing wasn't real, just say, you believe in the moon?
I feel like they're crazy enough, though, that they'll, like, just one-up that.
And they'll be like, what?
You're probably right. Yeah, like, you what? Know?
You're right. There isn't a moon. And then just keep going and see, like, enjoy the ridiculousness and then make a drinking game out of it or something. Just don't die.
See, I can't handle people like that. I just, like, because I am just so, like, facts. So I'd be like, well, okay, let's Google it. Like, let's look it up.
But
like,
the internet's a scam, man.
Oh, God. Yeah, and then I would probably push them off a building and be like, hey, is this building a scam? Because you's about to die.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I could not handle being around those people.
It's like, hey, I think I heard someone calling me. See ya. Like, I didn't hear anything. It's like, bye.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Maybe in your world you didn't.
I'm like, It's exhausting, but sometimes you just kind of have to find the humor in it with social media. Like, and do you ever catch yourself doom scrolling?
What the heck's doom scrolling?
It's where you either go on social media or you click on the comment section of a post.
Oh,
just
yeah.
to see the negativity. Like, let's see what people are saying. And then you just made yourself go into a foul mood because you read all these idiot comments.
Or the really clever people. Like, even if they're kind of like, even if they're like insulting, some people are so clever with stuff, like on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, that makes a good point. And then someone else will be like, oh, it's even a better point. And I'm like, I would have never thought of that.
It's just like when it's like a roasting, that's fun. But I'm referring more to like a political post. They're like, hey, you know, we're going to be doing this now. And people are like, I can't believe you idiots on this and that, on this political side
of
that.
No, that's what I really mean by
doom scrolling.
There's like at least a paragraph to read. Mm-hmm. And if there's like more than three sentences, I'm like, nope.
And
this
then
is not worth my time.
And then I start reading, like, I'm like, I want to say this to this person. Then I try finding somebody who commented something similar. I'm like, yeah. And then, like, seeing the back and forth fight. On one hand, I'm glad I didn't get involved because I'm seeing that it's not going anywhere. You're not changing anyone's mind.
No,
but I also
not.
Wasted my time reading this just to put myself in a bad mood. So when it comes to conspiracy theories and stuff, like, if it's something lighthearted-ish, I mean, we're talking about possible dead singers, but you know, stuff that's completely outrageous. I feel like there's nothing wrong. Same with like your horoscopes. Like, just take it as face value.
But what if people actually really believe it?
I'm like, what are they going to do about it?
I mean,
how's that going to change my life?
Paragraphs and paragraphs on social media about it.
Yeah, I'm like, it's not. It's like you might have wasted a minute of my time reading halfway through your post and then realizing I don't care and going to the next thing.
Yeah, that's
about it. But it's been a couple weeks. I feel like we're about to wrap up a sec, but I do want to catch up and see how you've been since we did podcast last week.
Me? I've been good.
Have you made it to the Tulip Festival? I was about
yet.
To ask. I have not heard.
I'm hoping next weekend because it's the last weekend. So I have to convince my boyfriend to either go on Saturday or Sunday because I want to go on a weekend, you know?
Yeah, I think Saturday
is a long drive.
I think Saturday is more fun because you don't have to worry about the drive back and then having to work the next day.
Yeah, yeah. But I know it's cutting it close here because it's only for April.
I need my tulips.
I need to see my tulips. I know. He was like, I heard they're at the Maris Farm or where the pumpkin patch we always go to. And I'm like, no, babe, we specifically have to go to the Tulip Festival. They're not the same tulips. And he's like, oh, my God, okay. You know, like, we got to go to the legit one.
Oh, Sarah.
I know.
You're so cute.
But yeah, things good, you know? I mean, same old, nothing too crazy in my life. What about you? Anything crazy?
No, I'm trying. So yesterday, when I did have a moment to myself, I tried to use a new tool and I'm learning to cut shelves. And I don't think I'm using the correct tool for it, but I'm making shelves to fix a bookcase I got.
I thought you meant like new tool, like new tool.
No, I actually need to order some of those.
I was like, oh, it's not the right tool though? Ow.
No, I did recently, I have my Trunco Sex and I painted that and it looks so cool now.
Yeah, you painted it blue, right?
Yes. And then I got new boxes. So I put all my individual things in there and I wrapped each individual item in a cloth that I'm eventually going to go and sew and make bags for them. So I'm going to have individual bags for everything.
That is the most extra trunk O-sex box ever. That's like, should have like a shrine and its own like
it's I put everything in these boxes because that way there's multiple steps if somebody stumbles across these boxes.
oh, it's going to be so exciting. It's like it's like an Easter egg hunt.
Except if like
or sex toys.
I always say that if I die, there's a few people in my life. I'm like, you know what you got to do? You got to find the trunk of sex and throw it out before my parents have to clear out my room.
Oh, I'm going through all your trunk of sex.
Oh, you can have it. Just don't let my parents eat. Like, it just more or less they're grieving. I passed away or whatever. And then
you know me. I'm going to be like, Juan, guess what I found?
Vicky's dead.
Wither Juan, guess what I found?
It's like Vicky would have wanted this. It's like no,
wow,
she would
she's
not.
Into this stuff. She's into this stuff.
This is the recording saying this is not what Vicky would have wanted. And I have a few other people instructed to.
Sorry, bitch, you did. You don't get a say in it anymore.
Well, my buddies Ashton and Chase, they know to arrive and get there and clear that out.
Oh, I'm gonna tell them to call me, and they will. Trunko sex party. Plus, I mean, it's like such a pretty. Now that it's like all painted and beautiful,
it's blue and gold and
yeah,
fancy.
Someone's got to at least have that part.
You can have it. It's fine.
Put all of my sex stuff in there. It'll Jesus. Be how I carry you on.
No, but I did organize that. I did I ever tell you about my stupid IKEA purchase?
No, but IKEA purchases are always interesting.
So I went in specifically for something small. And I think I was picking up something. And I decided to do the bad thing and go to the sold as is section. Do you know what
oh,
that is?
No.
So it's basically any returns or if like any furniture might have gotten scuffed up in the showroom, you just buy
oh,
it
okay.
as is.
That's
you can't
cool.
you can't return it.
Oh, it's just cheaper though.
But it's cheaper.
Yeah.
And I found this really beautiful bookcase and I thought, "Oh my god, it's so inexpensive. I'm going to buy it." But I don't have a car to take it with me, right?
Yeah.
Cuz I have my little car, my little sedan, and I was talking to the dude. The dude was super nice, super helpful. And he's like, no. You go to the front over there and you ask them to borrow some tools and you can take it apart and put it in your car.
Ugh.
And I'm like, okay, well, that's not bad. That way I don't have to come back and maybe lose out on it. I'm like, all right, sure.
You couldn't just like put it on hold?
Right. That's what I was asking first. I'm like, can I put it on hold? And honestly, to go there and like, it was just going to be a pain in the ass. I don't remember.
So you had to take it apart to put it in your car and then you have to put it back together?
I wish I could have done that.
That's more work than just putting it on hold and getting a truck.
I don't remember. I don't think I could put it on hold.
Oh, you couldn't?
I don't think I could. Jesus. Otherwise, I think I would have done that. However, I couldn't take it apart because I go up, I buy it, I go up and I ask them and they look at me like I'm crazy, the counter. And I'm like, no, do you have any extra tools I can borrow so I can take it apart? And one girl finally finds them, and I keep going up and asking, like, hey, and I keep kind of cutting the line. Technically, I'm like, I'm not here for a return. I'm here for freaking tools because I was told I can get tools here. And they find some tools, and I start taking it apart, and it turns out that's the tool I need they don't have.
Where are you taking apart this? Like in
the middle? They have a section for this.
Oh, so okay. So they knew this was like a thing people do.
Yeah, some people can put their stuff down. They can rearrange it, whatever, that kind of
a
thing.
But they were used to people having, like taking apart whatever they just bought?
I don't know why. Like it says, like, you know, put your stuff here. It's like a little table. So I start trying to do this. I'm standing in line. At some point, I'm cutting the line. I'm trying to get the tools. They can't find any. I'm like, do you guys sell a thing of tools? I'll buy some because it's like a special key that is a small one and they didn't have the small one. I'm like, I will go buy it. Do you guys sell just a pack of these and I'll buy it? And they're like, no, we don't. I'm like, well, and like I've been there for hours. I'm sweating. It was like an hour of me
yourself?
Doing this. Yeah, I'm by myself.
Oh, this is my worst nightmare ever.
So I bring up my car. I'm like, maybe I could slide it in, like take the car seat out. I can maybe fit it in. So that's kind of what I did. So it was sticking partway out of my car. Luckily, I had bought some straps to strap stuff in, like when you have a truck. And I had bought some for my car. I'm like, just in case. You never know when you can need them. And they were on sale for $5. And I was like, these are awesome.
So you got it in your car.
So I got it in my car sticking halfway out. And it was pouring down rain.
Oh,
I was managed to get the doors off.
Is that illegal? I think it's illegal too,
know.
Isn't it?
I don't know. But I have like an hour and change drive back home.
Oh, that's a long way.
Yeah, so I also had like this other fabric thing in my car, so I was able to wrap it up at least.
So it doesn't get wet.
Mm-hmm. And it was just, I was so irritated because like the guy I talked to first was so nice and so helpful and then nobody was. I think it was a busy day, so it's like I don't really fault them.
You should have found him again and been like, hey.
I didn't want to leave my stuff there, like leave it unattended. What if somebody came by with their truck and just picked it up and took it?
I mean, at this rate, probably would have saved you a lot of grief.
Right. So I got it home. Like, it was
You did, though.
Super stressful. I was so mad. But then I realized, like, they said, oh, yeah, you can get extra shelves for it because it didn't come with shelves. Like, it had a couple of them, but I needed more. Yeah, you can definitely get some more inside. And I was not about to go back inside.
Hell no.
So I decided to go to the store and buy, like, actual big shelves and cut them to size. And I cut one real crooked. But it works. It fits. And you can't tell. Like, once you actually put it in there.
And putting stuff on it, it doesn't, like, fall or slide?
Mm-mm. Like, it's pretty sturdy.
You know, I don't know how much bookshelves go for, but I feel like you could have just found one on Amazon or Target. Yeah.
It's more of a spite piece at this point. Like, I need to do this just because I'm not going to let the bookcase win.
Ah, see, I think I would burn the bookcase.
Oh, and I didn't mention that when I was trying to clear out the garage, I accidentally bumped into one of the doors and snapped it in half. And
it's the bookcase?
You can take the doors off and they're glass on the inside. And it snapped off. Luckily, it didn't break any glass, but it still snapped off. And I was like, I swore so loud. My dad was there. My dad's friend was there.
But you can put it back on, right?
I mean, I have to, like, the door itself was already off. I took it off to move it. Right? To put it in the car.
But it snapped.
But then when I was in the garage, it fell and one of the doors snapped in half. So it's just about gluing and maybe putting a tiny little nail in there. It's just that's something I'm not going to do without my dad.
How much was this bookcase?
It was like $180.
It was $180? No. Like on sale?
No, it was $120. I think it would have more then.
It was $120 like on sale scuffed and you went through all of that?
Yeah.
Girl, I literally, like, there are, like, 10 bookcases in my dad's board game room that I think were, like, maybe $40.
But these had the glass doors, and they were so pretty, and they opened up, and they had the soft clothes, and I got real excited, and now it's my spite piece.
Oh, my damn. If you ever want me to take a bat to it, though, that sounds so much fun. Go to your garage and just, like, smash the S out of it.
If it comes to that, I will call you.
Damn, it didn't even have like all the shelves
I need because it's going to be for my comic books.
I don't know how. Oh, man. I don't know how you had that much patience, to be honest. Like, even just the story, like, irritates me inside, you know? Like, I would have freaked out.
Yeah. So,
So that's what you've been doing.
So I managed to do one shelf yesterday.
Woo! One slanted shelf.
I need three more.
Okay, you're
I'm on a roll.
Almost there.
I had to go,
So your house is like a never-ending project.
It's part of so I might have mentioned that I'm addicted to TikTok.
Yes. Victoria?
Yes.
Yeah, I got it.
And I really enjoy seeing the creativity of these people. And there's one guy I follow, and he talks about everything that what it's like to have ADHD, and I feel very personally attacked by some of his videos.
I assume he has it himself.
Yes. And so there's one where he's like moving his furniture around, and like he plays all the characters. He's like, are you rearranging your room again? He's like, yeah, how else am I gonna finish my homework?
Oh,
and for somebody like Sarah, you're like, oh,
that
my
hurts,
god,
that
no,
hurts my
no, that doesn't
so
make sense
much.
Why would you do that? But like when he said that, I'm like, oh my god, I know what that's like.
So you think your house will always be a never-ending project?
Yes, because
was your apartment like that? Like when you lived in apartments, like was your room like that?
Kind of. I eventually got to the point where it was completely filled up, like with posters and pictures and stuff. So there wasn't much I could do.
But like also, rearranging furniture, you could always do that.
Not really, because I didn't have a lot of space,
oh.
And I had the king size bed, so there's not much I could do there.
Okay.
And like how the room was situated, like it was right, there's a window, so like it was perfect to put the bed there, that sort of thing.
But now that you have all of this space, a whole house.
And I can drill holes anywhere.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is just,
I mean, hey, if it works and you like it and you love it and it works with your brain and it like helps you meditate kind of.
It really is. It's that weird balance of, and I've talked to my therapist about this, like I used to work so much and I still thought I was lazy. Like I worked to kind of keep the bad thoughts away, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's before I was got on medication for it. Because I used to work basically 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Multiple jobs between this job at a restaurant. I was working at a tattoo shop one day a week. And then for like a good, like maybe less than a month, it was maybe 2 or 3 weeks, I was working 4 jobs because I started doing other stuff for a friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
So I was just constantly needing to do stuff. And that's when I realized that I was using that to just kind of escape all the other stuff.
So now are you using that with your house?
And that's what I talked to her about. I'm like, I can't tell it. Like, is this what I'm doing? And it's like, well, by coming to therapy, at least, you know, you're acknowledging these things, these feelings and all these other things. So it's not just you are acknowledging those thoughts and those feelings, but you are still doing these things because they do bring you joy in a weird way.
Is that like a yes? Kind of? Is that like a sort of still?
Like, I'm still doing these things because in my head I still need to be busy, but at least I'm not doing it because I'm ignoring the bad stuff.
Do you think if you stopped doing this, all of this house stuff, though, the bad stuff would come?
No, like, because I'm still like, yeah, it looks like I've been working on it and all that. But I definitely know I can't sit still. But much like you, you can't sit still. You need to have your workouts, whether it's yoga or whatever it is.
Oh, but I love doing nothing. Right. Like, I do that and then do nothing.
Like, don't get me wrong. I do enjoy my days where I just sit in bed, eat all the junk food and watch Netflix and not do anything. But like most days, I feel I get this high, or like you get that post-workout high. I get it from like accomplishing things and crossing things off my list.
Yeah, but I feel like you have like a never-ending list.
Mm-hmm. Like you,
but like, does that make you excited? Like for me, because for me, it would totally like I'm like, okay, I have to work out today because I haven't worked out today. Okay, I worked out today. Now I can relax. You know, it's not like it's, I have to work out. I have to still have to work out because I can't be alone with my thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Like
it's a never-ending list, but it's about shorting it up. Like I know for a fact, I'm like, I cannot paint my kitchen cabinets and put in new flooring all in one day. Like I can't do that.
Right.
Also, I need to buy all those materials and I don't have the money for it right now because I'm saving up for other stuff. So that does put the limitations on there. It's like, yes, these are things I want to do, but these are not feasible things I can physically do at the moment. So then all the things I do have to do, I categorize them. Like, what are small things, depending on my time restrictions and everything that I can do? And I used to be that person, like, I would last minute, like, right before leaving or doing something, I'm like, let me work on this, or let me clean this, or let me do this. And time management was very, very difficult for me. And so that's something I've had to get way better on. And I still at night, like I have to fight the urge. Like I have this sudden like burst of inspiration. I want to go, you know, paint my china cabinet. I want to go do this. And I have to tell myself like, no, Vicky, it is sleep time.
So do you have like a huge laundry list of everything you want to get done at your house?
Yeah.
And then will it eventually be done? Or is it going to be like continuous, you know? Does that make sense? Like
a lot of those things, like I can't, like I might add up more stuff because like right now I have it all separated by rooms.
You want to, or because like your mind is like you cannot be done with your house because you need something to focus on?
Well, like, because like once it's done, it's gonna be done, so I'll probably have to focus on something else because like, I'm not gonna redo
once everything is done and you're like, you know, like your bathrooms are remodeled, you got a new oven, you got a new this, you know, like once everything is,
you're not gonna like my answer.
Will everything ever be like how you want it?
Once it's all done and it's all pretty and modern, then it'll be time to sell it and buy a new house. Because it's gonna take so long for it to get there. Because I can't redo a lot of the stuff in the kitchen that I want to right now financially, and same with the bathrooms.
I guess I just didn't know you bought a house that you needed to do so much of this work. It's like, I thought you really liked the house once you bought it. You're like, do. Yeah, there's a little of this and a little of that I want to do. But like, for the most part, like, you know?
It's funny because now that I have it, like, I'll have this inspiration. Like, I was so cool with, like, oh, just this or whatever, I don't care. But, like, now, especially after going through having roommates, having the time to myself, and then, like, once my parents move out, like, I like the idea. It's, I think, maybe a nesting thing as well. So it's, like, I'm making it more and more mine as the time goes. Well, to eventually sell it, because I have my idea of what kind of house I would like, and I would like a little bit more privacy because my house doesn't have a whole lot of that.
Yeah.
Because my neighbors are really close and I have no yard, which I mean, it's perfect for now. And I, you know, it's a pretty awesome area because the values are going up, that kind of a thing. So I'm glad I did it. And it's nice to have something to focus on because I know that I don't get that same high from working out or doing other things. And I still get a workout carrying all this stuff around, moving things, sweating. But
damn,
it
sounds like a never ending to-do list. And that mm-hmm. like completely stresses me out thinking about it.
I know, honest. Like, I know, like, and it's interesting because, like, man. The idea of, like, having that set, like, I need to go work out at this time every day, like, that stresses me out because it's, like, my brain doesn't function that way. And it's very interesting to me see, like, how we are achieving a similar effect on our bodies and our minds by doing completely different things.
Well, yeah, because for me, like, if I had a long-ass to-do list, like, I don't even know, like, how I would ever take like time for myself or like a full day to myself if I'm like, no, like I have all this stuff I need to get done around the house and it's a really long list. Like I can't take a vacation or I can't like take a day to just do because there's so much to do always. Like with a workout, it's like, okay, hour and a mm-hmm. half, you're done for the day. Cool. I can do that. But well, like all of these crazy like intense home projects,
and like the thing is a lot of this, like the list looks daunting, but it's not a lot in a sense. Like it's not hard or stuff that, like, for example, like one of the things, like I want a new towel holder for my towels because I had okay. one and I painted it and I'm like, I don't really like it, but like I'm not rushing out to just go buy it and cross it off the list because I haven't really found one that I like for a price that I think is reasonable, because towel holders and like all that are ridiculously expensive.
Oh, if you want like a nice one.
Yeah, like I'm like, why are they like for a whole set? It's like or just for like a towel rack or whatever is like $30-$20. I'm like, for this piece of metal? What?
Oh, see, I thought that'd be I mean, that's better than trying to build one on your own, Vicky.
No, I'm not trying to build a rack. Like, it's just a little rack, a shelf. It's a bigger piece. Anywho, but that sort of thing. I don't even know
See,
how we
me,
got into talking
just
about
like,
this.
Just buying it, getting it off my list is way less stressful than just like waiting to see if it comes on Facebook Marketplace or what.
Well,
you know?
No, not necessarily. I'm not looking on Facebook Marketplace for that. I'm looking on Amazon and stuff. I just haven't found a style I like. So I don't want to buy it, spend the money, install it, and then realize I don't really like this one. I like this
yeah, I
one better.
You hate it. Yeah.
So it just defeats the purpose.
Ooh, you're way more patient than and maybe maybe if I ever get a place of my own, this maybe I'll change my mind. But
because I mean, realistically, like if I had all the money in the world, it would be done like next week. And yeah. that would be fine. Like, I would have somebody to help me because there's stuff that, like, I will do it because it is cheaper if I do it a certain way, like painting my cabinets. Like, if I had all the money in the world, I would definitely just go put new cabinets in.
Oh,
just redo
yeah.
it all. And like, hey, let's take this wall out. Let's do this. Like, I want to expand this, that sort of thing. But I'm working with what I got. I'm like, I can do this. And it's kind of like
on a budget, yo.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it feels so good to like be, to have something done. Like when I finished that shelf, it looked janky. It looked bad. But I sanded it and it looked like it worked. It fit. It's like level.
Yeah. It's something you accomplished.
And I accomplished it. So it's like those tiny victories. Like I know I didn't finish it and like, it's okay if I don't finish it. And that's part of it too. It's like no understanding, like not to be so hard on myself too.
Yeah, and then you don't really have a deadline.
No,
so
because like, who is this? Like, and that's what I have to do too. Like, think about it. I'm like, is it totally like I need to do this right now? Why do I need to like your book? You have a bookcase currently, and it's okay. You're gonna eventually move that bookcase. It's okay. No one's
it's okay.
Like, it's nobody's freaking out. This isn't something that has to be done. Your comic books are not all over the floor, like blocking it. It's not super important.
Yeah.
So you can get to it when you get to it. So it's a nice thing to do when I can.
Woo! We are different people. But so, I do want to come over and see all the things you've done. Because mm-hmm. I haven't been over since you, like, first bought it. Mm-hmm. So
COVID! So, I mean, when Yay. You go see the tulips, you can stop by.
Be like, what up? Let me see all the things you've done.
My little brother, who's much bigger.
Oh, yeah.
He's a terror, in a good way.
Is it a good way?
Sometimes. Because he'll, like... Like, I'm his favorite person, so he'll come up and, like, sit on me like he's a cat. So I'll be laying there, like, you know, on your side on the couch. And
yeah.
he'll curl up, like, on my hip and put his head on my hip and, like, curl up between my legs and get warm.
Aww.
I'm like, why are you so cute?
Yeah, that's only going to last until he, like, grows. And then he's going to be, like, you're going to be like, okay, you're hella heavy kid now.
Oh, no, he's hella heavy now. He's over, I think, 32 pounds was the last time I weighed him, and that was a while ago.
Oh.
So he might be closer to 35 pounds.
You know, that's probably a lot, but that does not sound like a lot at all.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot. Oh, my back hurts. Anywho, but Thank you guys for joining us. We gave you a little extra long one. I do got to get going to be, you know, big
the
sister.
The best sister ever.
So I'm going to be his favorite sister.
You're the only sister.
I know. but we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.
La la la. I'm so tired. I have not napped.